The Assembly approved the Public Safety Advisory Board's pick of Jimmy Yocum as Haines' next police chief. An invitation for Yocum and his wife to visit Haines will be issued if Yocum's background check and references are satisfactory. Haines Borough Clerk Mike Dinker is overseeing the hiring process because the current interim borough manager is married to the current interim police chief. Dinker says the clearances should be completed within the next week. The borough is using Russell Consulting LLC to assist with the process. Jimmy Yocum wore a gray suit and striped tie for the three-candidate interview. The Tennessee resident is a U.S. Army veteran and has 28 years in law enforcement. Clerk Dinker asked the questions, with Public Safety Chair Cindy Jones presiding. Here's Dinker.
In what ways is policing in a small, remote Alaska town like Haines different than in a larger city? And how do you feel a police chief needs to adapt to these differences?
And here's Yocum.
In Haines, every action is visible, and every action impacts community trust. The Alaskan environment creates, obviously, a unique logistical challenge with remote locations, harsh weather, you know, impacting response times. Cultural nuances as well with the native tribal communities. The department being able to understand the local tradition of the Tlingit tribe.
Again, Dinker.
How will you build and maintain trust and strong relationships? Can you provide an example from your past experience?
Yocum responded with a story about how he established communication in his community. He says he found a coffee shop that leaders ate at every day, so he started going there whenever he was on shift.
And I eventually earned a seat at the table. And these informal gatherings allowed the residents to voice their concerns and ask questions, get to know me on a personal level. And I knew when I began to be greeted with, "Here comes Barney Fife," that I had earned the right to listen to their concerns.
Dinker asked about balancing safety and transparency.
Police reform is a subject of national and statewide discussion. Do you believe transparency is a part of that discussion? And if so, how would you ensure that transparency in policing and still maintaining public safety?
Sometimes there's a cloud around the police department that some sort of air of secrecy, and it doesn't need to be that way. We have to make ourselves open to the public. We have to tell them what's going on. We do have to sometimes say, hey, this is the line, this is your left and right boundaries, but within this, you're welcome to hear anything that we have, anything that we're planning. And to do that, though, you have to be out in the community. You have to build the relationships.
Following the interview, the board met in an executive session to decide on their preferred candidate. Assemblymember Mark Smith was the liaison. Interim Police Chief Michael Fullerton and Fire Chief Brian Clay acted as ex officio members. The three men participated in the executive session, but could not vote. Interim Police Chief Fullerton gave notice of his resignation for the end of the month. That would leave Haines with just two officers. In Chicago, I'm Melinda Munson.